Right on. So you were describing what you have here at your roasting facility. Can you just tell me what you got?
Yeah, we have two different coffee roasters. We're really excited about our newest coffee roaster, which is a drum roaster. It's a 15 kg, and that's really neat.
That's great. Now, you're picking up the pace. Can you tell me why you're needing such a, well, I guess, industrial kind of roaster going on? It's nice and warm in here, by the way, and it smells great.
Yeah, totally. Well, we need a big roaster to roast a lot of coffee. And if there's one thing we've learned since we opened Bugwood is that people love coffee and people need coffee. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to fill the demand that people want as we become more and more prevalent in the industry, we have to roast more coffee.
Absolutely. Now, people recognize your beans, obviously from the, I guess, the flagship operation on Main Street, right? But things slowed down. I mean, the pandemic hit everybody. How are you keeping things going at such a pace?
Yeah, it's been a, you know, for us, same as all small businesses, is COVID's been an exercise in tenacity, creativity, and, you know, you got to really look at what you're doing, how you're doing it, and what you want to do next. Now, for us, we've been moving into wholesale service, so moving beyond Bugwood Main Street and collaborating, working with, and servicing other cafes, filling their coffee needs and supporting them in their businesses. And we've been really invested and really excited about that. And when COVID hit, unfortunately, it didn't just affect our Main Street business. It also affected all the cafes that we serve as well. Mm-hmm. And we realized, like, wow, we need to diversify a bit more. Mm-hmm. And so instead of just focusing on servicing cafes and just specialty coffee, we've opened ourselves up to be able to roast all types of coffee. And so any type of coffee and any type of volume. And so that we can connect any type of community through coffee.
There was a consulting deal with Northern Development and Initiative Trust that I wanted to touch on. Can you just tell me how that helped? Because they quoted you as saying it kind of gave you that vigor, I guess, that entrepreneurial spirit again. And just how did that help direct you, I guess, in where you needed to go?
I got to work one-on-one with a consultant, and really that opportunity, having a third party person come in and look at my business with me and ask me the questions, you know, what is your business? Like, what are you doing here? And where do you want to go with it? And so you can just like take this moment in time, take this quote unquote challenge crisis, and you can just set that to the side right now. And it's like, who are you as a core? Like, what did you do when you started this business? What are you doing working in this business and running this business? And where are you taking this business? And having somebody that's not invested, that's not entwined in the day-to-day, be able to sit there and ask you those questions, and then you have to listen to yourself answer them. And it's just like, do I know the answer to these questions? So working with Kevin of Innovas was like so liberating, because of you're looking at closed doors all around you in one moment, and the next moment you're like, wait a sec, what are we doing here? What do we do? And it's like all of a sudden there's doors all over the place, and they're going to open up for you. When we built our location on Main Street, we built it without walls. We built a spot for community where anyone could come and stand in line, enjoy a coffee with anybody else. And that was something that was really unique at the time and still is unique. And that's when we realized, you know, we don't just do coffee. We create and grow community. That's inherently what we do. And we use coffee as a tool to do that. We're creating careers and we are connecting community. And those are the pillars that we work off now as business. So my wife and I, at the time that we started the business and we really wanted to become a part of our community, we had moved into town and we had been working in forestry and construction myself. And so everything we were doing, from whether it was planting, working for private forestry companies or fall and burn or working on sawmills and building, everything we had our hands on, we were in, was Bugwood. And that was what the day, the conversation, and what everyone was staring at was this catastrophe, and how do we make an opportunity of that? And that was part of creating Bugwood. It's like, we wanted to stay home, we didn't want to travel for work anymore, and we wanted to create something added value in the community, and become a part of the community. And so we took Bugwood and we built Bugwood Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Which is just a really neat story that it's kind of almost in a way happening again. Can you explain where your coffee's at now? Where are you creating these communities? Because when people think about it, coffee is that thing that brings people together. It wakes you up in the morning, sure, that's important. But it also does bring people together in kind of that communal way. Where are your beans at right now? Where are people drinking Bugwood coffee?
Where are people drinking coffee? Across northern BC. We support different camp suppliers, and they're distributing the coffee out to the workforce, and we're supplying cafes in Terrace. We just really, really excited about a new cafe that we supported to open up in Fraser Lake that's on the highway, and the Rusty Pitchfork, and those guys are totally excited. We're also supplying in Prince George as well, and doing training for those cafes as well. So, like I said, bring on new cafes is something that just really pumps my tires and gets me really excited. We also have work with a cafe in Burns Lake as well.
That's great. So it's not just the wholesale. You mentioned the camps, reaching out to industry because a lot of workers need a lot of coffee. That sounds like a great economic opportunity, but it sounds like you're still sticking with that retail, I guess, bread and butter that you guys had. It's not a franchise. You're more of a supplier, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So we supply our cafe customers, our cafe clients with coffee, yes. But when they're coming on as a client, it's like, we're invested in you and your success. So we train them, we train their staff, we supply them. We now are a supplier for a handful of different equipment companies. And so we even provide equipment and service for that equipment for them. It's like, we basically do everything we can for the cafes to do awesome in coffee. The cafe will typically bring their staff here, and that way it gets to be a really awesome team building outing, because as we know, Northern BC is based on large distances. So it's a whole day ordeal for most of the cafes to come in.
So is Bugwood gonna conquer the world then?
It conquers my world.
Is there anything that I missed? Do you know what's going on in the near future with Bugwood?
We are just having so much fun dialing in this roaster and tasting lots of new coffees that we've just brought in. And yeah, I mean, the roasts just keep coming out and we keep tasting them and high-fiving.